Non-stop sacrifice does not set you up for success. All this hustle culture talk of, oh, you need to spend every waking moment grinding 100 hours per week to work on your business to get to six figures. If you spend every waking moment working on your business to get to six figures, what happens when you take a step back to breathe finally? That level of intensity is not sustainable long term. And you're going to start feeling like, oh, I'm failing because I'm not spending every waking moment on my business. You're listening to Give Yourself Some Leeway with me, your host, Eugene Lee. I've spent the last 4 years trying to discover how to break the burnout cycle. And as a high achiever in a fast-paced world, I know how easy it is to slip back into old habits, leaving you feeling overwhelmed and left behind. If you're anything like me, then you need to hear this. Burning out is not your fault. Yes, you can recover from burnout. And the post-burnout growth is not only real, but it feels amazing. This podcast is dedicated to helping break the stigma around mental health in the workplace, ending burnout culture for good, and the action steps that you can take today towards your personal growth and success. So let's do it. Online hustle culture and all this talk about starting your own side hustle, that's the only way to get forward in life, that's the best way to invest your time. You need to be grinding every waking moment. That's what we hear online nowadays, that if you're not grinding out every spare moment of your time on working on side business, then you're falling behind. Well, that does help to encourage people to be like, oh, my 9-to-5 job is not all that I live for. There's so much more I can do, and encourages that entrepreneurial spirit. That's all well and good. But this alpha male level of aggression and assertion that you need to spend every waking moment working on your business, otherwise you're falling behind, you're a failure, you're not in the same league as someone who is sacrificing everything for success. That's where hustle culture becomes a bit toxic. If you're spending every waking moment working on your business, sacrificing every other pleasure in life, every moment of rest and relaxation, spending time with your family, spending time with your friends, spending time with yourself, and focusing just on solely on your business, that's going to take a massive toll on your health, physically, mentally, emotionally. And all of that sacrifice does not lead to long-term success. Yes, it might put six figures in your pocket by the end of 1 or 2 years of grinding, but is that sustainable long-term? Can you take a step back and breathe and be like, oh, my business has fallen from 6 to 5 to 4 figures because I just can't put in that intensity long term, not by myself. And people struggle to take on employees because they've lived from this, I was able to do with such high intensity myself. Why would I hire people when I know I can do that myself if I can maintain that intensity of work? If you feel that that level of intensity is what keeps you in the game long term, it's a very skewed view of life in business. If you continue to burn the midnight oil, burning the candle at both ends, trying to maintain that level of 120% productivity day in, day out, every day, don't rest on weekends, keep on making those cold calls, keep on grinding out for that business, then you are going to burn out. There is no two ways about it. If you don't give yourself time to recuperate and to recover, you are going to burn out. And that level of exhaustion is hard to come back from. It takes a long time. There's no quick fix about it. So if you are serious about your business and you don't want to burn out, drop the hustle culture act of grinding 100 hours a week. That non-stop sacrifice is not the key to long-term success. It will end up holding you back 6 to 12 months into your business. And I have received pushback on this, people saying, well, I need to grind up those 100 hours a week, making sure ends meet so I can support my family and support my lifestyle. But at what cost? What does it cost you to grind out for that 100 hours a week? How are you showing up for your family and for your friends? Is that not putting a strain on your relationship? A strain on the amount of personal time you spend with them? And in that personal time, are you completely drained and exhausted? You don't want to throw a ball around. You don't want to engage in a serious, deep conversation because you're so mentally and emotionally drained from your long hours of work, from your lack of sleep, from being so super focused on your business, laser focused on what you've been doing that week, that you don't take the time to wind down and be fully present with them in that personal time. You can't maintain that long term. That's going to cause such a strain on that relationship that if you were to look back on how you spent 5 years in your business, yes, you may show 6 or 7 figures of success, but at what cost to your relationship with your family, with your spouse, with your kids, with your friends? At what cost to your personal well-being? Do you think you're able to make key decisions, clear, stable, conscious decisions for your business if you're sacrificing your personal needs such as sleep, exercise, nutrition, and social connection? Do you think you can make an honest decision that will help your business to grow and not cause more problems down the line if you're sacrificing your own personal needs? And then I hear people saying, oh, but it's for the short term. I have an exit strategy. If I grind for the next 5 years and get a 6 or 7 figure business, I can sell that then with an exit strategy for 7, 8 figures, and then I'll start taking care of my health. Then I'll start cultivating those relationships and I'll start building a life of success from there. Who do you think is going to buy a business that requires them to spend every waking moment grinding to get the 6 or 7 figures? What kind of lifestyle is that? How are you going to sell that strategy to anyone? If you're not prioritizing your health, your well-being, your social connections, your support network during those years while building the business, how sustainable do you think that business is for anyone looking to buy it? And what if the business doesn't start seeing success straight away? How long can you sustain it if you can't maintain your energy levels, if you don't have the support network around you, if you have no outlet to recharge and recuperate your energy levels? How long do you think you can maintain that grind for? Because other people out there are grinding for 5, 10 years before they see the success. That looks like overnight success on Instagram or on TikTok. They don't achieve that overnight. It took 5 or 10 years to work up to that moment. 5 or 10 years of putting in the hard work. That's not sustainable if you're grinding every waking moment, every day. Sometimes solving problems and solving issues comes when we're in default mode, when we're taking that time to relax and our brain is working out those problems in the back of our heads, when we're not fully conscious and fully focused on the problem. It comes to us when we're having a shower, or it comes to us when we're putting our head down to bed. That's when we get that thought. That brain is still processing that thought in the back of our mind. And in that default mode, we come up with a solution. If you're not making time for default mode to kick in, if you're not giving yourself that downtime, then you are holding yourself back from creating success in your business. That's not what the hustle culture is telling you. Now, I'm not dissing all side hustles and online hustle culture. Some of it is just skewed in the wrong way. People put too much emphasis on sacrificing everything in their lives. I love Alex Hormozi. He is one of the key inspirations behind Leeway and behind starting the Give Yourself Some Leeway podcast. It got me started to putting in the reps so I could gain better confidence in the vision I want to present to the world and start to be of better service to others. But some people have skewed their perspective of online hustle culture to a toxic degree, that they sacrifice absolutely everything in their lives trying to get success. At what cost? Yes, you require dedication and some sacrifice to get the success. But you also need to make space for self-care. Having a healthy perspective of how you want to achieve that level of success. And making key strategic decisions along the way. So that you can enjoy building that business. So that you can build a community. Be of service to others. And experience the reward and the fulfillment as you reach every milestone. So rather than being hell-bent on sacrificing absolutely everything in your way to get to success, take a step back, take a deep breath, and give yourself some leeway. Don't get overwhelmed by everything that you need to do to get to success. Prioritize yourself first. Am I taking care of myself so that I can show up better for this business that I want to build long term? Set boundaries. How much time can I dedicate this week that is within my control? Can I cut out that Netflix binge? Can I cut out that doom scrolling? Can I make space also to catch up with friends and family? And not just sending videos and memes and reels. Can I maintain that connection with them? Ask them how they are truly feeling. How they truly are this week. What are they struggling with? What am I struggling with? Can I share that with someone else? Then focus on the business. Focus on building your community. How can I show up to be of service to others? How can I help them? What are they struggling with? How can I be of better service? That's my key phrase for 2024. How can I be of better service? Is what I'm doing right now helping me be of better service to others? Is it helping me be of better service to my own needs? So if you're trying to build a successful, sustainable business model long-term, take a step back and evaluate how much time can you dedicate every day to building this business. How much of that time do you need to help yourself to recover, to recuperate, to think clearly? And only then focus on the tasks that will yield the greatest return, rather than spreading yourself out too thin and hoping for the best. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and if you did, could you please leave a 5 stars and a review on whichever platform you're listening to this, because it helps it reach more people who may need to hear this. Because I'm not doing this to serve me. I'm here for you. If what I have to say helps impact one person's life, then it's worth it. That's my goal. To impact that one person who needs me the most right now. If you want to dive deeper, or maybe have a conversation about this episode, or hear more about what we do here at Leeway, you can reach out to me at giveyourselfsomeleeway.com. You can book a call. Let's have a chat. You can send me an email at eugene@leeway.ie, or send me a voice note on Instagram at eugene.leeway. Until next time, take care.